Verse 7. The process of performing bhajan of Shri Krishna's name and pastimes. Syat Krishna Nam Charitadi Sitapa Vidya Pito Apatasya Rasnasna Nochi Kanu Kintu Adarad Anudinam Khalu Saiva Jushta Swadvi Karmad Bhavati Tadgad Mulahantri. Translation. Aho, those whose tongues are afflicted by the jaundice of avidya, or in other words, those who are afflicted by the ignorance born of being indifferent to Shri Krishna from a time without beginning, cannot relish the nectarian names, form, qualities and pastimes of Shri Krishna, which are compared to the sweetest sugar candy. Instead, these attributes taste bitter to them. But if with great faith, one regularly takes this sugar candy of chanting and hearing the transcendental names, form, qualities and pastimes of Shri Krishna, it gradually becomes relishable to him and destroys at the root his disease, the jaundice of avidya or indifference to Shri Krishna. In other words, he becomes spontaneously attached to Shri Krishna. Updesh Prakashika Tika. When sadhakas are still afflicted by the obstacles which impede progress in devotional life, anarthas, their minds are restless and disturbed. For this reason, it is not easy for them to develop a taste for Bhagwan's name and so forth. Still, they should not relent even a little in their determination to continue performing Nam Bhajan. Being indifferent to Shri Krishna, since beginningless time is called avidya or ignorance. In this verse, such avidya is compared to the disease of jaundice. One who is afflicted with this disease, his tongue's sense of taste is warped. Although Shri Krishna's names, form, qualities and pastimes are like the sweetest sugar candy, a person afflicted by ignorance does not find them tasteful. By regularly taking sugar candy, one's jaundice is gradually mitigated and the candy also begins to become tasteful to him. Similarly, by daily cultivating in a regulated manner the limbs of bhakti, headed by performing kirtan of Shri Krishna's names and hearing narrations of his pastimes, a sadhaka's anarthas, beginning with the tendency to commit offenses, are eradicated and natural love for Shri Nam and Harikatha awakens within him. Piyush Varshane Vritti. In the third verse of Shri Upadeshamrit, qualities and activities which nourish bhakti were given. In addition to these qualities and activities, this verse describes the procedure for the cultivation of chanting Krishna Nam and so forth with Sambandha Gyan. The tongue afflicted with the jaundice of avidya cannot narrate Shri Krishna's pastimes or chant his name. But regularly taking the sugar candy of hearing and chanting Krishna's name, roop, gun and leela with great respect is capable of eradicating the disease of ignorance. Each and every jiva, like a minute conscious particle with an array of the complete conscious Krishna sun, is by nature an eternal servant of Shri Krishna. When the jiva forgets this fact, he is seized by the disease of ignorance. Due to this, he is devoid of taste for devotional activities, headed by chanting of Krishna's name. But by taking good association and by the resultant mercy received from the sadhu, guru and Vaishnavas, he becomes capable of remembering Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes, and he gradually obtains realization of his eternal self. As realizations of his eternal nature gradually expands, his taste for devotional activities like chanting Krishna Nam increases accordingly. Simultaneously, his ignorance is dispelled step by step. This is the basis for the comparison to sugar candy. The tongue of one afflicted with jaundice will not find sugar candy tasteful. But by taking this candy regularly, his jaundice is gradually cured and their sugar candy will begin to become tasteful to him. Therefore, with enthusiasm, from faith and patience, one should always continue to hear and chant Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes. Anuvritti. Shri Krishna's names, form, qualities and pastimes are compared to sugar candy, and ignorance is compared to jaundice. Just as delectably sweet sugar candy does not appeal to the tongue which is afflicted by jaundice, the delightful and delicious sugar candy of Shri Krishna's names, form, qualities and pastimes does not appeal to the jiva who is engulfed by ignorance due to his indifference to Krishna, which has no beginning in time. If, however, one continuously takes the medicines of the sugar candy of Shri Krishna's names, form, qualities and pastime with great honor and faith, the sweet taste of Shri Krishna's name will gradually increase, and the disease of material enjoyment, which is rooted in desire to be aloof from Krishna, will be dissipated. In the Padma Puran, Swarga Khanda 48.56, it is confirmed that the principal effect of holy name will not be immediately experienced when taken by those who are materially engrossed. Tatche deha dravina janata lobha pashanda madhe nikshiptam syamna phala janakam shigram evatra vipra. O Brahmin, if the Lord's holy name is cast amongst the atheists who are lustful towards the body, material possessions and family members, it will not quickly produce the fruit of love for him. Due to the influence of ignorance, the jiva thinks highly of this material body, family members and material attachments. He mistakenly considered the illusory energy, which is active only where there is an absence of awareness of the Lord, as the supreme controlling entity, Bhagwan. Thus he is unable to understand his true spiritual identity. By the power of Shri Krishna's name, the false egoism arising from the jiva's ignorance, it dispelled like fog. At that time, the jiva acquires a taste for performing Krishna bhajan.